You need to do it, Terry.
I was chewing the shredded wheat.
What would you say? Yup, I'm ready.
I have time blindness. I thought it'd be done by now.
Eating your fucking hardtack before you take out on the Oregon Trail.
You know, I thought I was going to die of dysentery after that meal last night.
We'll get there. Give me a dairy.
All right.
Dairy! This is Hey Beautiful, the podcast where we binge and recap every episode of How I Met Your Mother. No spoilers. So suit up, grab a sandwich, and settle in. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, Kate. Good to see you.
Good to see you again. It's been so long.
Oh my God.
We just finished recording episode 3 of How I Met Your Father. Mm-hmm. Mixed reviews, guys. Mixed reviews. So if you are a Patreon member, that's up for you to listen to or watch right now.
That's...
Enjoy.
I have a case of the giggles because of the previous... Because of How I Met Your Father, like, is wiping your butt gay? And then me making a joke about dysentery.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
it's all about poop.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go into the poop story from school. So we'll just leave it at that.
Please don't. Thank you so much. The stinky animals that we were talking about before we got on as well. Ew, gross. Anyway, hi, everybody. We are here to talk about Blitzgiving. But before we get into that, Caitlin, what? Do you want to talk about your really harrowing tragedy that occurred yesterday?
Okay.
Trigger warning for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Chris is away this week, and while the cat is away, the mice will die, which means that I am eating the healthiest of food. So I got this bag of shredded wheat.
The cat's away, the mice eat like Jim Belushi, basically.
I had
Jim Belushi's the fucking brother.
Whoops. I ate an entire share size of the big Sour Patch Kids. They're like the size of my thumb.
So good. Also, did you know they're making like all blue packs now?
Yes, I can't find them.
I gotta get that shit.
Yeah, just like eating like a total, like the total trash person that I am, and it's just delightful. So I've been dying for Chinese food, dying for egg rolls in particular, and
sore subject.
Yeah. So I send Kate a message yesterday. Oh, can you like put? Can I feel like this? Can you like put the picture in that I'm showing? I show you.
Yeah. Editing. I mean, you can probably like put it up there, and it'll show pretty clearly. Maybe.
All right, let's see.
If not, I'll cut it in post.
All right.
Oh yeah, they can see that clear as day.
All right, so I send that to Kate. And I said that, you know, something about like the nutrition advice of like eating the rainbow and like what a healthy meal. And clearly Chris isn't home.
Yeah.
And I said, like, will I puke or poop? Time will tell. Cause like, not good.
It's a lot.
Kate, right. So the Kate points out that she's like, hey, I see brown, yellow, red, and pink. And I'm like, I bet there's some green in this egg roll.
That's right.
And there was.
Along with. What?
A fucking surprise shrimp.
A surprise shrimp.
Immediately spit it out. Disgusting. Disgusting. Ugh. I don't even like shrimp to begin with.
Shrimp are expensive. Why are you putting them in things in a recession? Why are you
putting shrimp egg rolls? Not in this economy.
Like in the normal egg roll?
Come on.
With allergies and price points? Come on.
In an egg roll? And how much of eggs these days?
The price of eggs is out of control. We'll never know why they're called egg rolls.
So I'm just like immediately just so upset because I've been dying for an egg roll in particular, like wanting this so bad. And Kate's like, well, you should have gone to like our local favorite egg roll place. And I was like, but the $1.99 Uber Eats delivery got me.
Got her.
And I paid for it. So
I said, this is like an Aesop fable.
Jack was dying because you said a surprise shrimp is truly diabolical.
And then it is.
I bet Chris was behind this.
Yeah.
And Kate said it goes all the way top because, you know, I'm eating like shit food. And Chris is always like, eat healthy because it makes you feel good. And I'm like,
wah, wah, wah. Who cares?
I don't really care. Like for the 3 seconds that I'm eating this and tasting it, I'm so happy.
It's worth the pain.
Except it's not sometimes. Yeah. And so anyway, so I'm like, all right, you know what? Egg roll is a bust. Tossing it. I got these fried vegetable dumplings. So pumped for that. Take a little bite.
Meat.
On.
They said, fuck you.
Fuck you. Like, literally.
Fuck you and your treat day.
Everything I wanted to eat was ruined. A shrimp egg roll. Bleh. Meat dumpling. Bleh.
Now, I also like a meat dumpling, but if I order a veggie dumpling, I wanted a fucking block of meat in there.
No, I wanted the veg. I wanted that weird shredded mix. You don't really know what any of it is. And
yeah,
it's just,
a lot of different cabbages and onions.
Yeah, and it just melts and it's so good. And
yeah. This is what you get.
Yeah.
For straying.
I know. I shouldn't have. That was my mistake.
For letting the witch Uber Eats seduce you like the succubus it is.
Ugh.
Fuck
and then
you,
I shit
Uber
my brains out after because it was so greasy and disgusting.
You
so
did? Ugh, God.
Paid for it again and again. Well, it could have, it was that or the like half a wedge of brie cheese. One or the other.
You're fucking pathetic.
I can't be trusted to be home alone. I'm texting Kate and sending her memes at like midnight, usually by like 9.
Chris, like, has her on, like, a fucking schedule. There's a curfew.
I can't be again.
Kitchen closes.
I'm a cat. I can take care of myself, but somebody needs to check in on me. I'm not okay.
So, moral of the story is, Caitlin and I are going to do a live for our Patreon pals very soon. Mm-hmm. And we are going to get the good egg rolls. And we are going to break down why they are perfect.
And
mostly because we want to eat them, but
soda? Can we get sodas too?
We can get as many sodas as you want.
That sounds great. I want soda cans and twisty curly straws.
Oh yeah, that sounds great. So we'll do it when Chris is out of town.
I don't have nails.
When does he go out of town again?
Because that's definitely in April. Okay, the first week of April he's away again. But
okay, all right.
That's too far. Right. I'll just tell him let me live.
Hey, let me live. Don't come down here for an hour, right? Mom was working on some stuff.
Real important.
All right, cool. So I'm really sorry that happened. My condolences. Holding you in our hearts, of course. It's definitely the saddest thing that's happening right now in the world.
It is.
Yeah. For sure.
Have some perspective, Caitlin.
Okay, before we get all the way into the episode, I did want to say that I've been thinking about something when it comes to glitter.
Oh, one more thing.
Okay.
Sorry, just because, like, I'm just...
Yes.
I have no one to talk, like, it's so quiet at my house because Jack's a teenager and he doesn't talk.
Aww.
Kate had sent a text that she was, like, setting up ready to go. I was like, all right, I just got out of the shower. Let me throw on some clothes and I'll be down. Well, I didn't wash my face really well or the makeup on, and I came out of the shower, I had like mime makeup. Like it literally like came down to a point.
Should have fucking left it on.
I almost did, but then I had to take out my contacts.
Ugh.
And then I was just like, you can't see with the glasses.
It's a whole thing.
But yeah,
it's
I just thing. Like was remembering that when I was wiping.
Ugh.
Anyway, okay. So
but glitter. I was thinking about glitter and how something we didn't really touch on was that a really cool thing happens, which is that so Robin falls out of touch with Jessica. And they end up coming back together. And that's something that happens in life where I think a lot of times we think if we let something go, it's never going to come back. We're never going to see that person again.
It's
blah,
done.
Blah, blah. And, you know, this happens a lot in How I Met Your Mother where things come back around. And it's just like, I was thinking about our friendship and how, you know, for a while we weren't talking every fucking day like we do now. Like we weren't texting constantly or.
And you got the iPhone.
And then I got the iPhone and changed our lives. And like. Like, we were really close when we were little. And then we, like, you know, high school, we were in different camps. We were in different grades, right? We had different friends.
Yep.
We were becoming our own people. And then you had a kid.
A baby, got divorced. Yeah,
right. And so it was like we weren't in constant contact with each other. But now, as full-grown adults, we've chosen to to be as close as we were when we were kids, if not even closer. Like, we actually had sleepovers. So
I know.
Eat it, little woo! Caitlin and little Kate.
They would lose it. And I will say too, like, you know, like having a baby young, like I lost a lot of friends, but you were a friend that like you supported me. Like you supported me when I came to visit. You were right with Jack and I had him with me. And then when I got divorced, like you were there going out with me, taking me out. Remember Rouge?
Oh my God. Was that the basement bar? Oh my God. Yes.
Cash only.
Cash only. Smelled like a fucking armpit in a coffin. It was like dank.
You're a good friend for showing up.
I don't think I've ever been in a space as dank as that. So sick. Yeah, that was not cool.
That was not.
But it was good to see you, obviously. Yeah. And now it's good to see you every week.
I know.
Are doing this and How I Met Your Father. So let's get into Blitzgiving right up front. It's not my favorite episode, but we'll talk about it. Stay tuned at the end for 11 legendary moments from listeners like you. Ooh. And let's chat about Blitzgiving. So this episode is brought to you by our Patreon pals, especially our Almighty Five and our High Six members, Johnny, Ben, Tish, Adam, Chris, and Lisa. Thank you guys so much for supporting us at a higher level than you need to. Our sliding scale means no matter what you can afford, you enjoy all the perks we offer. That means early access to every episode, just like this. How I Met Your Father reactions, which are just for Patreon, private live streams with us, and more. So join for as little as $2 a month at patreon.com/abeautifulpod.
Come watch us eat some egg rolls.
Yes, egg rolls coming soon. The best egg rolls. Oh, okay. Where the F are my notes? Oh, I shut them, of course. Whew. If I don't lose my voice by the end of this, I'll be surprised. I've been losing my voice at the end of like every day right now. Okay. This is season 6, episode 10, Blitzgiving. It first aired on November 22nd, 2010. It was written by Teresa Mulligan Rosenthal. Lady Winners! Two in a row.
Oh, shit, that's right.
We had Courtney last week, and now we have Teresa. So shout out to Teresa. And, of course, at the helm as director is Pam Fryman.
So last time we saw this writer, one of her episodes was, I think, Twin Beds. She did The Fight and Last Cigarette Ever. Twin Beds, and this is her last one. Yeah.
Her last one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's 4 out of 4.
I probably would have gone out on a high with Twin Beds, right? But – it's okay. It's okay. There are some good spots here, but we'll get into it. All right. So it's fall 2010. Ted is for some reason hosting Thanksgiving for the first time. I guess we find out later because Dois Tripla has exploded in sewage. So Lily, who is the natural host, is out of the game.
I have a question just because I hate this episode. Well, I don't hate it, but like I hate every part of Zoe. And so like I just but I'm just wondering, like, so like this is Ted's first time hosting and there's like hijinks that ensue. So I want you to be thinking about the first holiday or something like that that you hosted, and then we can share about it at the end.
That's cute.
If there's anything fun. Because I have not like a fun story, but like.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of a good one. Okay. So yeah, we can talk about it at the end. It was actually Thanksgiving. So that's perfect.
I made a turkey. It was Christmas Eve.
Oh, cute. So we find out about the turkey key. In 2010, turduckens became like a huge thing time. So this is like one of the little topical things that they hit on because no one does turduckens now, I don't think. I hope not.
Don't know her.
Robin has some great lines in this episode, including this where she's like, I was there for the insertion. I'll be having sides. So that was great. Good job, Robin. Mm-hmm. And good job, Teresa, for writing that. And so it's the night before Thanksgiving, which, as most Americans know, this is the biggest night for going to the bar because everyone's home from college and it's super awkward and everyone's seeing their old friends from high school and just getting just blackout drunk.
Only thing you can do when you see someone from high school, exactly. Honestly.
And then you end up being like weirdly friends with them all night and it's just so strange.
It's like bathroom friends.
It's like bathroom friends. With more like shared trauma, right? And I remember one, a Thanksgiving where it was when I was divorced. And that year I just went hard.
And then you go out with your siblings, right?
Yes. And I got so, we all got so drunk that night. The three of us were like disgustingly hungover for Thanksgiving. Like, I've never had that happen since or before.
The smell of the food cooking probably would have sent me over the edge.
It was so bad. It was so bad. But, you know, memories for life with them for that. So yeah, we also find out about the curse of the Blitz because Ted is going to leave the bar early to go brine the turkey. And we find out that out of Wesleyan College has come the curse of the Blitz, something common, right? That I think everyone knows about, but doesn't have a name for, which is you leave something early and of course something cool happens. I guess it's kind of like FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the FOMO of the early 2000s.
On the Hi Met Your Mother podcast episode for this one, they talked about how they knew how they wanted the episode to end. And so they knew that Ted was going to leave. And then they started talking about, like, you know, have you ever been in that situation where you leave or a friend leaves or something and then things crazy happen? And so people were just throwing things around. And this one woman was talking about how, like, she had got there was like a work party when she was like younger and there was like a big makeout party and she also came up with the boomerang line too.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
But that's how it started.
Like they were throwing out like different stories where like you left or a friend left and there was a wild night. I don't know that I have anything like that, but I have a lot of FOMO all the time.
Yeah. I think I have usually been, I don't think I've been the Blitz, but I've been present for Blitz moments. Like,
yeah,
here's a good one. My 22nd birthday. You think 21's the big one, right? You think 21's the one everyone's going to come to. But this was an absolute rager in the middle of like a blizzard. Like everybody came. I couldn't believe it. Everybody came. And some people left early. And then there was basically an orgy in my apartment. I was not involved. But I was there for like the ramping up of it, and then I could hear it happening.
That's uncomfortable if you're in your
multiple
home.
Rooms. I mean, I don't know what the fuck happened, but
wow.
I would say that is a moment that if someone left early, they were like, oh man, you know.
Oh man. Aw, I've been saying man. That all week.
So speaking of, oh man, this is Steve Henry, aka the current
Blitz.
The current vessel for the curse of the Blitz.
Sorry. So again, they were talking about how there's so many outside references in this episode. Like they talk about Kraft macaroni and cheese, Tomb Raider, like all sorts of things, right? Mm-hmm. So the Blitz and like being the vessel and the host and that is a Buffy reference from Hush.
Oh,
when they lose their voices.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that especially.
See, I thought more like Harry Potter when they're like sucking out the soul, but I can see that.
Yeah, that's what they said. It was from a reference to both Field of Dreams with like that voice. Like, but also with the Hush and like Hush,
which is one of the best Buffy episodes. It won an Emmy and all that.
Oh, wow.
Just finished my watch of it, by the way.
Ooh.
And I'm going on the Slayer Fest 98 live.
Dude, the lineup.
I know.
The lineup.
I'm like right next to Tom Lank. You would love Liz, if she hears me saying this, is gonna laugh. You would love Buffy. I've been trying to get her to watch it, and she's like, "I would rather die."
So but I did watch a lot of. I watched a few. Now I'm gonna tell you what episode, and you'll be like, "That's like the second episode." It was about like hell was opening up and like the first
hell mouth. Yeah,
yeah. I watched up to that, but I enjoyed it. But then I just got distracted because it's a big commitment. Not a big commitment, but it is. Commitment.
It's seven seasons, but it's worth it. It's so good. So I recommend picking it back up, especially since your co-host is going to be on Slayer Fest 98.
My host is going to be on Slayer Fest.
I'm so excited. We are co-hosts. But anyway, I need to keep talking, but I'm going to lose my voice. So anyway, this started way back in the 60s, apparently, at Wesleyan, the Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And every time this guy leaves the room, something amazing happens. And Ted feels very cocky that he will never be the Blitz. He is having a moment of hubris here, akin to Odysseus on his way home from the Trojan
War? His journey stuff.
Trojan War, I think. So yeah, so we cut to Thanksgiving morning and the apartment is trashed. So Ted clearly missed an incredible night. There's like traffic cones and a parking meter and the
hot dog cart is in the apartment.
The hot dog car and Robin's face is painted like she's painted like one of the guys from Kiss. Yep. And there's the top hat and Barney's sleeping in the living room and Marshall's passed out behind the couch with Lily. And it's like they clearly had an incredible time that you just cannot replicate.
No.
And Ted is really pumped.
You can't even explain it or describe what happened. You have to be there.
You had to be there. And the gentleman is a very much a you had to be there thing where they're just throwing the top hat on each other.
I guess.
And saying it. I don't know.
The gentleman.
A little thin.
Well,
it's a little thin.
So like literally like anything that like Zoe had them do that night or was a part of it. Like I hated it. And like, like, fuck you. Send a dick pic to a stranger.
She's a bad person.
She is a bad person.
Speaking of this biatch, Ted goes to the bathroom the next morning and Zoe is sleeping in his goddamn bathtub.
Morning blitz. Like, we're supposed to like her now. Like, I was just like, fuck you. You don't get to be in this group and have an inside joke and make him feel like this within this circle of people.
There's no
place.
There are a couple interlopers this episode and it's not.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And I wish
where was Ranjit, speaking of him from the Manager Five? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Ranjit other cab drivers?
Yeah. It's like this whole.
Maybe this is why I was Teresa's last
episode.
There's
a lot of star, like, special guests this season, right? Like, last time we had Nicole, and that was great. She did great. Mm-hmm. This, he was drawing too much attention to the fact that he wasn't part of the group. He kept being like, I'm in it. I'm part of it. I'm here. Like, it was just too much.
You're
and
annoying.
I feel like I used to think it was cute, and now I don't think it's cute. So that's where I'm landing on. I don't even know his real name, but Steve, the guy from Lost.
I didn't even bother looking him up.
The guy from Lost, shout out to Blitz.
A former coworker of mine was friends, or he worked in the same district I used to. Remember with the OG picture of the Blitz?
Jorge Garcia is his real name. He was Hugo on Lost.
Oh, right.
So shout out. Shout out to Jorge Garcia. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, so former coworker worked with, and he because this was in the same district before I got there. Mm-hmm. The guy who was original Matt Blitz from Wesleyan in the 60s, that picture, like, do you remember that I told you? But I'm not
Yeah.
I meant to reach out, but I don't talk to that person anymore and just.
It's fine.
It's not even
a picture in a book. It's fine.
Yeah, and we don't even really, and we've moved beyond that. This is like first season that he was telling me this.
And we also don't like this episode.
We really don't. So I don't want to talk to anybody about it. Like, it was hard for me to even listen to the podcast to like.
Yeah. Did it seem like they liked the episode?
I think they liked writing it and coming up with outlandish stories. They knew that, again, like they knew they had a lot of things they wanted to accomplish within this season, and that was much more than they had done in previous seasons. Like, they really are ramping up all the stories and things like that. You know, at this point with Ted and Zoe, like, he goes from like having a crush on her, and then she tries to ruin his life, and then she's married to the like old rich dude and they're enemies, but then by the end of this episode they're going to become friends. They're going to set that aside. And so like they knew that had to happen, and they just kind of filled it with like silly fun stories. And I think they sounded like they had fun with like the outside references and like the silliness.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
But again, feels like a little disjointed, a little uneven.
A little unanchored. And it just kind of happens too fast. Like, Zoe's a rotten fucking person. Like,
she's terrible. She's
They went too far in the anti-Zoe direction, I think. Like,
to come back this quick in one episode. Not even an episode. We don't even get time to, like, get used to the idea. Like, she's right in the very beginning of it, like, in the crew.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't like the way she treats him in front of his friends. And I don't like that they allow that to happen.
Yeah, she says some wild shit at Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. But anyway, we'll get there. So you can go ahead with scene one.
I guess.
Jump ahead too far.
Yeah. So Zoe heads out and like, and she's like very in on all these new jokes that like Ted missed out on and like blah, blah, blah. And like the whole time, I'm just like, how could you? How could you? And Lily explains that like after Ted left, they realize Zoe's at the bar. And so they recognize that and they want to like fuck with her. And Barney comes up with some fucked up situation that leaves everybody like horrified. But Lily decides to do what she does best and like steal something. And notice that she has a hat, a stupid fucking hat.
Stupid hat number nine. Number nine.
Ugh. Anyway, so Zoe catches her in the act. She's about to steal the scarf from her. And Zoe's like, can I help you? She's like, yeah, I'm Lily Aldrin and I'm Ted Mosby's friend. And she's like, oh my God, you're Lily Aldrin, the painter. I love your stuff. You're amazing. And just like, really? Like, and later on, Zoe makes a comment about like Robin not selling, like can't buy her integrity or something like that. But like Lily, like, really?
Yeah. What's,
like, I'm glad she's bought your art. Another shitty person bought someone's art in the show. Like, How I Met Your Father.
How I Met Your Father.
The Sim.
The similarities continue.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that that – it's like everything's forgiven as soon as we know that she bought Lily's art. Like
– oh, like that is – that's it? And like –
that's the end? Like, I understand that, like, she endears herself to at least Robin later, like, with the not selling your dignity or whatever. But, like, Marshall's just on board. Barney's just on board. Like –
Marshall even says like something is like, I can't remember what it, I thought he was like, yeah, you know, just like we it just sort of happened. Like, and we had a really great night with her.
No, yeah, they didn't try very hard. Cause like, I feel like it could have been just like, oh my God. Yeah. We have this in common. Like one little thing for like each of them that made it just like this kismet. Right. But they just did like Lily was the in, and then, but then again, Lily does tell them who to like and who to hate, but
that's true.
I don't know.
I just would expect more loyalty from her in this situation because of the extent of what she did to Ted. Like, printing his phone number, showing up at his job, like, all this fucked up shit. Like, come on.
Yeah, for real. For real.
So, like, they have this wild night. She tells Marshall to take a picture of his junk and text to a stranger, which is gross. And then the Blitz shows up and gives him the number. And, yeah. So then we go back to like the present time, and out comes the Blitz, who's actually Steve, and he explains how like it passed on to Ted, and so now Ted's the Blitz. And yeah, so good. It's, again, like you said, like Ted points out that like everyone hates whoever Lily tells them to. Like, he hated Renee Zellweger for years, and then it was actually she met Reese Witherspoon, and then come to find out it's actually Kate Hudson.
It's been Kate Hudson all along,
this whole time.
Honestly, that's who you should have hated from the beginning. The hilarious Kate Hudson. Have you heard Sarah Silverman do that?
No.
And she talks about like the women they put in common, like rom-coms are like not funny at all. No. It's like starring the hilarious Kate Hudson.
But I do love Goldie Hawn.
Oh my God, of course. National treasure. Nepo baby.
I know. Must be nice. Yeah, anyway, right? So it's Thanksgiving. So Ted's like, whatever, I got to cook this turkey to cook, and it goes to preheat the oven, and then Robin has this realization, and we get a flashback to the night before, and everyone's having like a good dance party, and Zoe's such an asshole. She's like, dance on the oven, you should dance on the oven. Like, why does she get where does she get these ideas from? Like, why?
And it's not your fucking house.
No, she's just unhinged. Like send a dick pic to a stranger, dance on the oven. Like, no.
And it's not unhinged in like a fun way, right?
No,
like
it
hasn't been established that she's like a fun,
goofy,
wild time person. She is.
Barney's hijinks are more like enjoyable, and I can forgive him for some of his shit.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish. Yeah. Ish.
Maybe not. That was an extreme example. But yeah, she hasn't proven her worth that like we can accept these, like, I don't know. It's just not okay. So yeah. So like, not only was like Ted betrayed, but they broke his oven. And then they used all the butter greasing Lily up and sending her down the hallway. And so I remember watching this, and like recently, like when I watched it for notes, like she reached 4G and I was just like wireless? Is that a speed? I realized it's the apartment.
I had that in my notes. It says 4G and I was like, like the internet. I wrote these notes like an hour ago. Like, what the fuck, Kate?
But I feel like back in 2010, like, was 4G even thing, or was it still like 3? Or was, like, was there even any?
I don't know if there were G's at all.
Yeah, might have been no G's.
Might have been no zero G's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
That was good. So, go ahead.
And Lily looks great here.
Yeah.
She's got like a curl to her hair, and I like the layered necklaces and everything. And we get to see that outfit the entire episode because nobody changes from the night before. Like, everyone's
Oh my God.
Nobody changes their clothes, which I think is really weird. Like, Robin lives.
Robin washes her face at least.
Yeah, but like, she doesn't take a shower.
Maybe with solidarity. Like, if I couldn't shower, I would be a bitch and not let anyone else shower. Hold on.
That's true.
You know, What's I'd happening? Be like, who do you think you are? I just kicked over a bunch of shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, I was like, that's what they wore last night. Okay, so now they're on the hunt for what happened. Oh, God.
No, I'm just kicking over more stuff. I'm trying to get
comfy. Jesus Christ.
All right, anyway, so yeah.
They're on the hunt now for an oven that works because Zoe had another bad idea and ruined Ted's apartment even more. The first up is Barney's apartment, the Fortress of Barnitude. And I love that it's a fucking fake oven. And every time I watch it, I don't notice until like the last second before they like pick it up.
And I'm like, oh,
I love
shit.
It so much. I love it so much. It's like, I don't know if it's deep enough. Also, it is made out of cardboard. Yeah.
It's perfect. It's exactly what you'd expect.
And Marshall and Lily's house, we know Doisa Tripla has sewer explosion, so they can't go there. Blitz's house is disgusting. His mom's house.
Again, just proves that you cannot eat at everybody's house.
That's right. You can't eat at everybody's house.
Well, like when that happens and the cat comes out, I'm just like,
bleh. Yeah, absolutely fucking not. I have one cat and I'm like,
ugh,
cleaning
no.
everything. Yeah. So
you can eat at your house.
Shout out. Thank you. So yeah, so then they're all like trying to find somewhere else to go. And Ted's just like, let's just give up. And Robin has another great line of, you violated a dead turkey with another dead turkey. Don't let that be in vain. And they realize that Barney is not in the cab on their way to Zoe's. And he's really chilling. He's like laughing it up because they're all in the other cab together. Yep. And Ted's the Blitz. And then Babica has the best insight of the whole fucking episode where he's like, dude, aren't you worried that you are now the Blitz? Turns out he was.
Yes.
Because then they get to Zoe's stupid apartment. And it turns out they got caught in a Thanksgiving parade. The Thanksgiving parade, the Macy's parade. What?
So Christopher is a Pennsylvanian, and we were talking about the Thanksgiving parade. He's like, yeah, the Philadelphia one. I was like,
excuse me?
I said, there is one
There is but one.
Oh, so I'm glad you said the Thanksgiving Day parade.
They try to compete with the New York one?
There is no compete. There is no competition.
But like, why do it at the same time?
It's Philly. They don't get
I'm going to Philly next week, actually.
That's right.
I'm excited. I mean, we're only going to be there for a night for Emma has a follow-up appointment, but
is she going to chop?
Yeah, chop. I got plenty of recommendations for cheesesteaks, so I can't fucking
Pat, go. Gino's?
Absolutely not.
So I know Jimmy's, like, I saw your thing, and like Jimmy's, they said, like, had a fire. There's a great falafel place across the street that Jack had gone to.
I do love falafel as well. Last note from this scene, I love Lily's coat. Lily has like this beautiful gray, like mini length coat, or like T length coat, and it has like the applique on the back, like the black swirlies. It's really, really pretty. So her outfit looks great.
Yeah, it's a bright spot.
The chore of this episode, yeah.
I know. So this is where like I really just am like, and then we get to Zoe's bleh. She's happy, then she's like bleh. Blah, blah, blah.
We could just zoom, honestly.
That's what I kind of do. So, like, while the turkey is cooking, Marshall gets a response from the Wang guy. So there's a great line: "You sent a Wang out, got a Wang back. You got a boomerang." And Robin is like very interested, very interested.
She's like, "What that dick do?"
Barney's afraid he's going to be the Blitz and doesn't want to leave the room. He gets all like nervousy. Barney tries to buy Robin off to become the Blitz, but she's not having it. And so he's like, yeah, her integrity can't be bought and sold like Ted. And I love Ted goes, sorry, what was that? I was distracted by the 4-carat diamond your 53-year-old husband bought for you.
Yeah,
bitch. I'm like, fuck you, Zoe. Fuck you.
She does not have a leg to stand on.
No. No.
And I can't believe that they all just sat there and let her say that to him.
Like, she's like, really? This is Ted. It's Ted. Ugh. So yeah, so fuck you, Zoe. Ted gets up to go like check his turkey key. And Zoe's like, well, I gotta like heat up all these sides because my plan fell through. And they have this like stupid back and forth. I don't even care about it. And like she goes off and like Ted's like, listen, Lily, like I can't be your friend. Like, we're enemies. Enemies can't become friends. He makes like glare, like big grand declaration. So you know, like what's going to happen if you didn't already know about ahead of time. And the rest of the group's like, yeah, sure. You can be friends with your enemies. No, they decide to ask Wayne guy. And he's like, yes, enemies can be friends, blah, blah, blah. Barney throws temper tantrum. Ted's like pissed off. He's like, no, it's not going to happen. I don't care what Wayne guy says. And he turns and he bumps into Zoe, who's such a fucking bitch. And she's like,
oh, did you do that on purpose?
Why the fuck would he do it on purpose? Like, he came to your apartment for help with the oven. Like, you're such a fucking bitch. And then she throws some at him. She's a fucking child. She's having another temper tantrum, like yes. The captain said.
Yes. And you know what? You know what?
Ooh, I'm getting heated.
You know what might have made this better? Is if Zoe had become the Blitz for a second. Like, if she had been, like, a part of it. Because she leaves the room.
Mm. Mm.
And, yeah. And the original Blitz establishes if you leave the room, you can also become the Blitz. But Zoe leaves the room and does not become the Blitz when she goes to get the fucking cranberry sauce. Like, if that had happened, then, like, there might be, like, a joke between them or something. It's just, like, it just didn't happen. There wasn't enough time, I think, for us to, like, want them to even kind of be friends. So yeah. Oh yeah, and Ted really gets her with the
It's the best part. Yeah, yeah. Because like Zoe's like, friends can be enemies can be friends, like Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Tim and Dare. And Ted's like, those are a bunch of cartoon characters. And if Zoe's a cartoon character, then she's Cinderella's evil stepmother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's like, get out, get out of here. And they leave. But Barney, meanwhile, had like left. He like ran out of the room. Yeah. Maybe that's why she didn't become the Blitz, because Barney had already left. Did he leave at that point? I don't know. I don't really care much about her. Yeah, she is a Blitz. Everything about her fucking sucks.
She sucks. So yeah, so that really gets to her and we're supposed to care, but we don't. Barney is still in the apartment. Everyone has left. And I love the cab driver when Ted's just like, guess we're going home. And he's like, yeah, I fucking don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is.
Tell me where that is, bro. And Barney's definitely the Blitz. He misses Zoe getting naked as he's like sitting on the couch. And we find out that Lily stole something, because that's what Lily does to punish people. Mm-hmm. Aldrin Justice, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she stole this stuffed turkey that says, Happy Turkey Day, Hannah.
You know, it would make sense.
Yeah.
If that was a connection, because I hate both of them.
There's a Hannah in How I Met Your Father. We don't know if they're related. We don't know if they're related, if they're the same person, but it seems like an interesting coincidence either way. And I said that if it is the same person, I like Hannah a lot more now, because Hannah is clearly brilliant. She hates Zoe.
That's true. And I was trying to figure out, like, how old is
Hannah?
How old is the kid? Because, like, Happy Turkey Day, Hannah. And she's got, like, a stupid little stuffed turkey for her. But then, like, also, but she doesn't want to have dinner with the captain. So I feel like, or with Zoe. So I feel like she would be older and saying those kind of things.
Yeah, she's got to be, like, maybe, like, a young teenager or something where it's, like.
Which,
or maybe,
like, why the fuck would you get her that stupid stuffed turkey?
Because she's. Like,
that's so fucking. You're so dumb. I hate her.
She's so dumb.
Sorry.
She's so dumb. But of course, Ted like puts all the math together of like, oh my God, that's why she was mad about the evil stepmother thing. And remembering all the things Zoe said all episode about being alone. Wah, 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 right? So it's like, we have to go back. So they go back to Zoe's house. We're almost done. Don't worry.
I guess.
We're so close.
Yeah. So Zoe comes out of like wherever after she like changed her shit, and she sees everyone at the table, and Ted gets up and he's just like, hey, like, I'm sorry, you know, your stepdaughter didn't want to spend Thanksgiving with you. Like, that probably really must be really hard. And so he's like, how did you know? She's like, it was the first time she agreed. And then she backed out. She hates my guts. And I love Ted says, I get that. Cause same Ted, I hate her.
Except we actually do hate her and don't want to fuck her. Unlike Ted.
No, I don't want, no. Mm-mm. So like Ted gives her back the turkey. He's like, give it to her next year. And so he's like, yeah, next year. Sure. And Ted's like, enemies can become friends.
Well, and I'm wondering, like, does she even think she'll be married to the captain next year?
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, that's like the vibe I was getting.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's how we became friends. No one cares. I cannot wait for Zoe to be over.
Me too.
Peace and love.
Yeah. So, like, also they take a group photo. Barney drops a fork. He turns. And then, like, a hat flies. And then it's the gentleman. So I can't even, like, be amazed or happy about it because it has something to do with Zoe. And it just makes me go.
Yeah. I will say, though, it's a very cute moment because it's Marshall taking the picture of all them. And he closes his eyes when he hits the click because we know Marshall's eyes always close. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
I caught that. I know. It's so sweet. I love
those little things.
Yeah. So in the very end, Barney escapes being the Blitz for the rest of his life because he gets into an elevator and a girl gets in and her dress gets caught and then it rips off.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, man. And it's the Blitz. It has returned to its rightful owner.
Yeah. So fun little fact. The character of Matt Blitz was named after a beloved member of the show production team or whatever. Aww. So he was interviewed and basically it sounds like he gets them like food and coffee and like shit like that. It's like everyone is always shouting, like Craig was like, everyone's like, Blitz, Blitz, anytime like he's around. It says that he provides comfort to the writers. He's a comfort specialist. He said, like, tell us about life, a day in the life of the Blitz. And so he says, like, get up and I go grocery shopping. And then Craig's like, not for yourself, for the writers. Like, yeah, but then I get the lunch order. I get the coffees and I get the lunch orders, fax it in. And he writes like little notes on the fridge or something. I don't know. It was like cute.
I feel like I'd be good at that job. That's cute.
But this I thought was great. So one of the things Alex had said was that we're talking about like the Thanksgiving episodes and how that's like a pretty strong theme for the show. They usually have like pretty ish.
That's like the holiday that they zero in on.
And so they're saying that because the Thanksgiving, you know, turnaround time is always like pretty tight and short, they don't usually go home. And so they do like there's this tradition of like writers and whoever like getting together and they would binge watch different Thanksgiving episodes. So, they watched like Alf and they said to like hour long dramas, Family Ties. And then they started watching all the Himyun Thanksgiving episodes. And then Craig was like, yeah, so it set the bar really high because like, you know, they're such good episodes.
They really are.
And they also said that the Blitz was supposed to be a little bit of a smaller kind of piece of a storyline. And
it
was nice to get it away from Zoe, I guess. That was like the only thing I liked about it was like the reprieve of like, it wasn't Zoe much. Like,
yeah, for sure. I said at the end, I was like, Blitzgiving is not as good as Slapsgiving.
No.
Like, this is, I think, my least favorite Thanksgiving episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I would agree. I just fucking hate Zoe. Don't try to get me to feel bad for her.
That just, for me, like, that
doesn't sit well.
It's a cloud over everything. And we've said it a few times. Like, it's because we know Zoe's not going, like, that storyline is not going anywhere. Because we know enough now about how Ted meets the mother.
Right.
That we know the way he and Zoe met. It's impossible. She's just not fun to hate.
No. Karen's fun to hate. I just hate her. And I'm like, ugh. And like
Jeanette will be fun to hate.
Yes. And season six has like a lot of good pieces and she just sucks.
So I guess that's how we feel about this episode. Let's get into legendary moments and see see what you guys were able to like dig out as nuggets of goodness. I'll start with Helena here. And Helena says, "Hey ladies, this episode is only all right to me." Same. "When you consider the great Thanksgiving episodes the show has had, like Belly Full of Turkey and Slapsgiving episodes, this one just doesn't really compare." It's true. "I find the Blitz storyline to be weak and not that entertaining, especially after multiple rewatches. And this is where we see Zoe become a more core part of the season. But I will give my legendary moment to Jorge Garcia and the Lost reference." Yeah, there's a part where he's like,
"I spent like a stamp for eternity.
I spent so many years on that island." Yeah.
Yeah.
Jorge does a great job in this role. And I love when shows make not so subtle references like that. Catch you next time, Helena. Thanks, Helena.
Thanks, Helena. Next is Becky. And this is Becky's first legendary moment as a patron. So we're going to read the whole thing. Yay. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you, Becky.
Becky writes, "Hey, K&K, this is my first Legmo as a Patreon. After listening to the podcast all the way through 3 times and then random episodes here and there, I thought it was time."
Damn, Becky! Wow.
Wow.
That's cute.
Wild. Yeah.
I like that.
I love the Blitz in this episode and think he adds a fun dynamic to the group. I also highly recommend the movie The Wrong Missy with both the actor that plays the Blitz and Sarah Chalk.
Fucking Sarah Chalk.
Fucking Sarah Chalk. "I love the Blitz, but my legendary moment has to go to Ted. Even though Zoe has been so terrible to him and his friends invited her into their group, which is so wrong in my opinion." Agreed. "He is still able to care enough about Zoe and realize a struggle she was going through and not let his bitterness get in the way of her having a happy Thanksgiving. Ted didn't do it because Zoe's a good person, because she is obviously the worst, but he did it because he is a good person that always sees the best in people and picks them up when they are down." Oh, Becky, stay beautiful.
That's very sweet. But I will say this, friends. Healthy boundaries are also an option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's great that he's doing such a nice thing for somebody, but she has not in any way shown that she deserves that grace.
Or, like, it's such, like, a strong, incredible group of people.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I mean, she doesn't pass the front porch test in any capacity. And also, yeah, I would not want to spend a holiday with her, but I digress.
Nope. I don't want to spend any time with her, actually.
Right. So. But thank you, Becky. That was great. All right. Next up is Rebecca. "My legendary moment from Blitzgiving is when Steve the Blitz remarks that it took him ages to get off that island. That made me laugh, as Jorge, who plays him, was on Lost, so it was slightly meta. Keep up the good work, Rebecca from the UK." Yes, good one.
Thanks, Rebecca. Next, Susan writes, "Hi guys, long time no email. I keep forgetting to send in legendary moments, but I'm going to get back on track. My legendary moment for Blitzgiving is Barney becoming the Blitz. The idea that the other cab accidentally ended up in the parade is so utterly preposterous, but so funny with Barney missing out. Also,
yes, the Ferris Bueller references were great.
Oh, I love, like, took a wrong turn, ended up in the parade. Tony Bennett handed Ted the mic and he sang Twist and Shout.
It's literally the plot of Ferris Bueller. Life comes at you fast, Barney.
Oh, I'm not the Blitz. I'm the Bueller.
Yeah.
I find myself saying that because of this episode rather than because of Ferris Bueller. Anyway, love you guys. Susan. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Susan. All right. Next up is Adam. And Adam says, "The gentleman." So we get an episode with Zoe without a hat. Not true.
No, it's true. Most of it, but the fucking bar. Nobody else has a hat on. You look like a jackass.
She does also, I mean, does she wear the top hat at any point? I don't know, but she does at least have a knit beanie in the bar. This is Ted, and are led to believe this is how Ted and Zoe become friends. It's a fun, quirky episode, but it's one of my least favorites. We get Blitz and the legend of the Blitz and all the fun aspects of it. My legendary moment is when Barney gets the Blitz and just him denying it. Till next time, my only friends, Adam." I hope that's not true, that we're your only friends, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I reject that. I rebuke that.
I do too. I'm calling hogwash. Hot. All right. Next is Kalpesh. Hi. Oh, man. This is one episode that I can watch any day. The Gentleman. In my experience, this theory, yet another one, is more applicable while watching sports. If you are Blitz, you will most probably miss a great moment in the match just when you walk away from your TV.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, for sure. That's like the Super Bowl, right? When everyone missed Janet Jackson's boob coming out.
I did not. I was at URI and Brianna, my roommate, and I looked at each other. We went, "What the fuck?"
Oh, my God.
And there was like no real, like, I mean, there was internet, but not internet. And so like, I remember, like, was that supposed to happen? Like, all the stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, legendary moment for me is the coin toss that Blitz does to confirm that he is not the Blitz anymore. Best line, don't be that Blitz. Loving your How I Met Your Father reactions. Maybe a finale live reaction would be a thing to think about. Thanks, called Pesh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I like that. Nice.
All right, next up is Anna.
Get him on payroll.
Yeah, get Cole Pesh on payroll. Get Johnson to work on that.
Yeah.
And Anna says, hi, ladies. I haven't sent in a legendary moment in a while. Mine is when Ted and Zoe are arguing and the Blitz keeps cutting in because he's just so happy to be there. Also, I hate Zoe, but shout out to her master baster line. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Shout out to Teresa for that, you know?
Yes.
Or whoever it was.
They did talk about that. I think they said it was Tammy again who had like the makeup story, Tammy? The boomerang.
All right.
Next is Tish. Tish writes, hey, K&K. I think my legmo got to go all the way short comebacks from 002. Finish the story red. To Barney. I love when he calls Lily red. I
think. Me too.
I know Ted doesn't like her, but that's a little extreme. Interesting note. I mentioned previously that I started watching How I Met Your Mother through reruns. This was the first episode I actually started watching the show while it was airing. Starting with this episode, I would either DVR the episode and watch it while eating breakfast the next morning, or the night it aired, I would watch it while I went to bed. Small note, Matthew Blitz is actually mentioned once before this in the playbook episode. Oh, good catch,
interesting.
Lisa.
Interesting. Good catch.
I'm reading, getting ready for the next one. Good catch, Tish. Thank you.
Thanks, Tish. I gotta go back and see that.
Yeah. But that means we have to. Oh, no. I was thinking we had to go back and watch this episode. Yeah, we can go back and watch the playbook.
Playbook's a great episode to watch.
Yeah.
Next up is Chris. And Chris says, great to hear you guys are doing so well. I feel like I should like this episode more than I do. No, you don't need to.
No, you don't. No. That's okay. I think it's just the right amount.
The ridiculousness of the night Ted misses is what I usually love about the show, but too much Zoe, the gang being shitty friends to Ted, yes. And trying to make Zoe sympathetic just ruin it for me. Yeah, it feels forced.
Like you said, stop trying to make Fetch happen.
Yeah. I guess the legendary moment for me would be the introduction of Ted's Weird Al fandom. I love I love dorky Ted. Either that or Robin's kiss makeup. Two very good
ones. See other outside references again. Kiss, yes. And then you had, yeah.
The whole episode was just full of them. Yeah. Very nostalgic.
Glad they got it out of their system. It's almost like they like put different weird things in a hat, in a top hat, and pulled them out. And that became the episode. Anyway, all right. Clearly not a Carter and Baze episode.
Right.
Carter.
No shade. My God. No shade.
Baze and Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah.
No shade. That's fine. All right. Next is Lisa. Lisa writes, hi, ladies. Out of all the Thanksgiving episodes, this one is honestly my least favorite. I never really knew why, but then I realized it's because of Zoe. That being said, my legendary moment is when Ted calls Zoe an evil stepmother.
Hey.
Have a great week. I agree, Lisa. That's a great part of the.
Do we think that Carter and Craig know how much people hate Zoe, or are the people who made the show, do they think that she was like sympathetic? I feel like they must know, right? I feel like people do not keep their shit to themselves. Like the ending, of course, everyone had something to say, but I wonder if like the Zoe hate has gotten through, because we very rarely get like all legendary moments that are like, this episode sucked because of this character, you know?
So one of the things listening to Private Joke is that they say again and again about how Ted hasn't really had such an enemy. And like, I think
not an enemy. Like she's, but now she's trying too hard to make both happen. And it's just like, I don't know.
Just don't.
Just give him a real enemy. It doesn't have to be someone he wants to have sex with.
Yeah, that's like ruins it.
Yeah. All right. And last but not least is Dina. And Dina says, oh, this is a long one.
Ooh. You want me to read it? You got no voice.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I got it. You got this. Hi, ladies. Let me start by saying that I'm living for your hatred of Zoe and her hats. 9 hats so far. 9 stupid hats.
9
with an asterisk for the top hat, because that was her fault too. I didn't hate her the first time around, and I actually used to like Jennifer Morrison back on House MD, same, but she makes me cringe so hard. She just has big, white, rich internet influencer out to save the world energy. Her activism is transparently performative while damaging people's lives. Yes. She doesn't seem – this is a drag, and I love it.
I'm here for it.
She doesn't seem to even care that tons of disenfranchised people with probably nowhere else to go actually live in the Arcadian. That, to me, is a valid argument. But instead, her concern is with it being architecturally significant, to where she considered Ted's brief redesign that would have still left all those people homeless. Yeah, that's true. And later on, spoiler alert, she will pretend to care about these people. But that's so true.
Wow, yeah.
But left all those people homeless, but preserved the facade because old bricks are the true victim here. Big cringe. Also, before I give you my legmo, I have to make something clear. Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner never clocked out and had a beer together. That was a different Looney Tunes set of shorts starring Ralph Wolf, who was similar to the coyote, and Sam Sheepdog, whose sheep he kept trying to steal. Interesting.
Fascinating.
I didn't know that, and it does seem like Looney Tunes thing, right?
Yeah.
This is pedantic, but I grew up on the Looney Tunes, and Lily getting it wrong always makes me cringe, so I do feel better setting the record straight. Thank you for hearing me out. We are happy to have this clear. We are a show about radical honesty here.
Yeah.
Legmo goes to the cabbie. You got to start throwing me some addresses. Yes. So good. Makes me laugh because it breaks the fourth wall a little bit. Ted's lines about, I guess we're going to go home, are poignant TV writing, but no one talks like that to the taxi driver in real life.
I love Dina.
Well, Caitlin, do you have a legendary moment? If you had to pick something, what would it be from Blitzgiving?
I would choose when the elevator closes and then the Blitz goes, oh man, because it's the end of the fucking episode and it's done.
The final two words of the script.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna give it to Lily's look this episode. Because I thought her hair was doing something interesting. I loved her coat. I loved the necklaces and the blazer. She just looked really sharp this episode, and I don't care about much else that happened.
Tied with Dina's legmo of absolutely just like dragging. Just
Dina, your legmo, email is our legmo. So shout out to Dina for the drag. If you would like to drag Zoe, we will read your full email. Just don't be sexist about it, obviously.
Yeah.
So, there's plenty of reasons to hear. Just be cool.
Just be cool.
Could you just once be cool? So thank you for listening. See you next time for a really good episode. The Mermaid Theory, a Robin Marshall episode. I can't fucking wait. And it's so sweet and funny and good. I love the Mermaid Theory. So send your legendary moments to heybeautifulpodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you put Mermaid Theory in the subject line or I will lose it.
Yeah.
If you love
this, you will lose it because you didn't get your legmo in the episode. That's bad.
That's right. If you loved this recap, please leave us an Apple Podcast review. If you hated it, keep it to yourself. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you listen so you never miss a recap. And we hope you'll come back next episode.
Because it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
This has been Hey Beautiful with your hosts, Kate Gorton and Caitlin Turner. Our intro outro music is by Owl All. Bye, Caitlin.